I'm David Delegater. Chris Ashbrook has had a long and acclaimed career, both as a director of cinema and director of photography, working with the likes of Stanley Kubrick, Ken Russell, and Ridley Scott. He's also responsible for countless cinematic music videos for bands such as The Cure, George Michael, Spandau Ballet, Celine Dion, and The Eurythmics, including the iconic Sweet Dreams, MTV's Video of the Year in 2000, and the Ridley Scott music video for his film Legend. He subsequently turned to writing, and his new thriller, A Darker Gold, is the end result. Chris Ashbrook, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here.
Your new book, A Darker Gold, is about the clash of ancient civilization, its technologies, and the present. And it's a thriller. Could you tell us what put the idea in your head to write this?
Well, let me explain a bit more about what the book really is. A Darker Gold is really about a bizarre act of terrorism and then the race to recover an impossibly ancient artifact that ends up questioning the origins of civilization. But it's also about a guilt-ridden CIA agent who cannot tell his adopted daughter who she really is, and then the CIA struggle to comprehend something that cannot exist. That's basically what it's about. The idea in my head, I've always been fascinated by human emotions insofar that how far do you go to show your love for somebody, and ancient Egyptian history.
Egypt is the source of a lot of Western civilization in a lot of ways. The idea that an object recovered from the historical past in Egypt could be a threat is kind of a novel approach, I think, to that whole story.
It is a novel approach, but it's not inconsistent with what we're discovering now. I mean, we now know that the Sphinx is 10,000 years old, which means the pyramids probably are too. And that's pretty incredible because whoever built the pyramids were a very advanced civilization, and we have no record of them.
There are other places on the planet, like I think of Nazca in Peru, you know, where we don't have an explanation for the phenomenon that we're witnessing.
Yes, we are discovering all sorts of things. We have the Napta Player, which is that stone calendar in the middle of the Sahara. I think in the last 2 years they excavated an extraordinary temple in Turkey, which they have actually managed to carbon date to 12,000 years.
Yeah, it's amazing. So in reading the book, it does read somewhat as if it were written as a screenplay. I mean, I can visualize the story rolling along in front of my eyes, not just in my mind.
Well, that's really what I did. I mean, I think because I used to be a director of photography or a cameraman, when I started writing, because I really wanted a greater interest in storytelling, first of all, I wrote it as a screenplay, but then I realized that I needed a much more in-depth piece of work, so I had to write it as a full-length novel first. It was very interesting because I guess I used my experience in the film industry to write the book. I mean, I really used the incredible performances of actors and actresses, the cleverness of many directors. So I kind of wrote it like a literary film, if you like.
How does a cinematographer help propel the story forward on a set?
Well, I don't think being a cinematographer really does. I've always been interested in writing. What being a cinematographer does is makes you a very visual person. It's very easy to imagine visual things in my mind. Some of the scenes I wrote, I really could see them. I've experienced them. I've been there. They shoot out in Gdansk Harbour in Poland. I've actually shot films on Gdansk Harbour in January where we had to break the ice to get our boat out there.
I'm wondering about writing and how it related to your career as a cinematographer and director. Did it make you think any differently about what your vision was?
It really did, actually. And it's something I've become very aware of in the last few years as I've progressed more and more into writing. As a cameraman, well, I've always loved films. I've always loved the film industry. As a cameraman, when I saw a film, I didn't really analyze it too great, either like or dislike the cinematography, but I never really analyzed the acting or the directing. Now, as a writer, I really analyze the acting, I analyze the directing, the whole structure of the film. I can't help it. I've had to work so hard to get the structure of my novel right.
One of the things that's really interesting as I read the book is the complexity of the characters and the relationships. In some senses, I could look at this book almost as, you know, like a cross between Indiana Jones and Jason Bourne. The characters are what really make the story.
Actually, it was quite incredible how the characters developed. I had Mac straight away. I mean, I knew exactly who Mac was and what he was. It was his daughter who I didn't get right. In the first few drafts of the book, she just wasn't working. I was watching a film one night. The lead actress was English, and she was just unbelievable. So I actually went out and bought more of her films. And I ended up basing my main female character on her. I mean, she doesn't know. I've never told her. But it really made her character leap off the page. And in fact, I ended up having to work quite hard to bring Mac back as a source of power.
So you worked on a number of quite well-known music videos as well as working on film. What's the difference?
There's a huge difference. I was already a fairly professional cinematographer when I discovered music videos. And very naively, I insisted on shooting my first video on 35mm. I had no idea that they always shot them on tape or on 16mm. Because it was a night shoot and I could get fast film stock then, they agreed. They let me do it. And it was such an astonishing visual result. It was one of the Eurythmics' first music videos that I continued to make everything I ever did on 35mm. But the whole system of making a video, whether it's a narrative theme or whether it's simply performance, is completely different to motion pictures, which are very carefully thought out. I mean, The English Patient took Anthony Minghella, I think, 3 years for him to write the screenplay.
Is there more spontaneity on music videos, or are they not laid out?
Actually, no. It's really weird you should ask that question, because you would kind of rehearse what you're shooting on a music video, albeit for like 3 incredibly long days. You rehearse and shoot, and cut out the bits you like. Whereas in a motion picture, the acting is actually extraordinarily spontaneous. Even though they've got their set lines they have to say, each actor and actress, they bring their own personality, their own creativity to that scene.
Getting back to the book for a moment, you conducted quite a bit of research on A Darker Gold before you could even sit down and think about writing. Is that correct?
I already had been interested in Egyptian ancient history for, well, most of my life, really, even since I was a kid. But when I started writing a screenplay, of course, I had to do quite a lot of research. And once I decided to write a full-length novel, I really had to go back to Egypt. I'd been to Egypt quite many times shooting films or on holiday, but then I had to really go back there and stay there for a while and really study the whole thing. I mean, the Great Pyramid of Cheops is the most astonishing structure. There's a thing called the Descending Corridor in Cheops, which is the length of a football pitch, and the walls and the ceiling deviate over that distance by as little as 1/10 of an inch, and they go straight down to solid bedrock. They would have needed laser rock cutters to do that.
This kind of feat that long ago, I mean, it's inexplicable where that science came from.
It is inexplicable. It's also believed that to build the 3 Great Pyramids needed the knowledge of pi. Well, pi is fairly new to our knowledge. We now use pi to tune supercomputers, or to check, I don't know what they do with it, but they use it for supercomputers. And they must have used pi to build the pyramids. It's the only way they could have structured it then, rather.
Is there a film deal in the works?
I very much hope so. I mean, I really did write the book with film in mind. So I'm really hoping that somebody will buy the film rights. And if I'm really, really lucky, they might ask me to write the screenplay. I think it's going to need a fairly high budget to justify the story. On that kind of a budget, they may want a famous screenplay writer.
Well, is there another project in the works, another book that you're working on?
Well, yes, there is. I'm actually just coming to the closing stages of a second book, which is actually different to A Darker Gold. It's more of a sort of thriller interwoven into a very unusual love story. But I've been asked by many people, the Morton Report asked me as well, was there a Darker Gold 2 on the horizon? And yes, there is. I mean, it's already structured out. I haven't started writing it, but it's structured out. I know what I'm going to write.
Chris Ashbrook, thanks for being with us on Around Cincinnati. Enjoyed having you here today.
It was nice to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Great. Thanks again. We've been talking today with Chris Ashbrook, a cinematographer, film director, and author of a new thriller, A Darker Gold. There's a link to his book on our site, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm David Delegater. Sweet.